This is the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group to start off another week in the ag marketplace. Bill, what do we see going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
I got to talk about the wheat today. Wheat market's been amazing. Came in today with some pretty negative action in the wheat. You had another cancellation by China. That's three in a row. Maybe that's the end of it, though. You had pretty good weather conditions for the wheat crops in the U.S. and Russia, and as usual, slack exports. But it may have been too much bearishness. The market, if you look at the intraday charts, pretty impressive. Around 6 o'clock this morning, it was trading on its lows, and the market reversed. About 7 o'clock on, and it's since rallied about 25 cents. If you look at the day chart, I mean, it's you're tempted to say, well, finally, we're going to see a low, but it's precarious to predict a low in wheat. Market seems to have no bottom. Every time you think it's bottomed out, a week or 2 weeks later makes new lows. But it's certainly cheap enough to be carving on a low, and especially if corn and wheat rally, corn and beans continue to rally and help it out. So right now, another key reversal in wheat. Actually, had one Friday, too, where it made new lows and closed higher off a neutral USDA report, despite the third cancellation of Chinese wheat purchase and good-looking crops and poor exports. So we'll just hope that this is the real deal. You know, sometimes markets make lows this way. Meanwhile, the corn and beans falling through from Friday's action. Friday had impressive action in both markets, particularly soy's up 20 cents off a neutral report, but they probably overdid it in soy's retracing some of those gains down about six today. The corn market also retraced early, but now it's higher, probably with the help of wheat, up a couple cents. If you look at the chart of May corn, actually made new highs over last week. So that's pretty good action. The focus is shifting from South America to our crop, and that'll be highlighted by the report, the very important crop report that comes out on the 28th of March, the last trading day of March on Thursday, in front of Good Friday, which we're off. And that day, we have prospective plantings and quarterly stocks at 11 o'clock. So we'll be kind of anticipating that report. So that's pretty much the action in the grains today. Really nice action in the wheat, beans correcting, and the beans and the corn following the wheat up a little bit. Corn fundamentals, I think, are pretty solid. You're looking at exports about 30% over a year ago. We had inspections today that were also a good 1.12 million metric tons. Acres going to be down 3-4 million. We look for this warmer winter. We're going to be 65 degrees in Chicago today. This warm weather may extend to the summer. That would be bullish to the market. U.S. dollar has been down. The market's got several feathers in its bullish cap right now after a 30-cent turnaround in the last 2 weeks. One last thing on the report. It's enigma, a real head-scratcher, that the USDA refuses to bring down their Brazilian bean estimate. They're still at 155, whereas CONAT is probably around 145. So somewhere in there, that disparity has to be narrowed. Maybe it'll happen in this report at the end of this, or the next report in April. Livestock-wise, the cattle market's kind of hard to figure. One thing we know about cattle, there's not enough of them out there. Supplies are very tight, and that's kept the market up to consolidating off its highs ever since mid-December. Cattle market's made a run of over $20, and when it corrects, it doesn't go too far off the highs, maybe $2, $3 off the highs. Friday is a good example. We made new highs on Friday, key reverse down to close lower. That's a key reversal, but the market not really honoring it today as it's a steady day. So I think as long as the cattle supplies stay tight, and with Easter demand coming up, this market's going to move steady to higher toward the end of this month. Hog market fundamentals not quite as good. In fact, the hogs are down a dollar today. You look at the chart of April hogs. If the market has reached about $5, almost $5 off the highs, right at $5 off the highs. Supplies are a little heavier, but good demand into the Easter holiday, I think, will stop this break and maybe rally this market by the time the week's out.
All right, Bill, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who'd like to get in touch, learn more, and check out your newsletter, how can they do that?
630-947-5176, wmoore@pricegroup.com. Check out my newsletter, Agmaster, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Look at the bios of Jack Scovell and myself. Both been here a long time. We'd love to help you out.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. May corn up 2 even at 441¾. May soybeans down 4¾ at 1179¼. May soybean meal down 420 at 337.20. May soybean oil up 47 cents at $46.64. Chicago wheat up 9.5 at 547 and a quarter. Kansas City hard red wheat up 10 even at 598 and 3 quarters. Minneapolis spring wheat up 7 and a quarter at 670 even. May oats up 8 even at 370 and 3 quarters. On the Merck, April live cattle went unchanged at 187.60. March feeders down 95 at 248.25. April lean hogs down $1.10 at 83.27. April pork cutout unchanged at 92.20. And March Class 3 milk down a dime at 16.47. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.